Hello, this is Monocle Reads. I'm Georgina Godwin, and today I'm taking you to Pakistan. The 8th edition of the annual Lahore Literary Festival took place in February at the Alhambra Arts Centre. The 3-day event hosted eminent writers, historians, artists and opinion makers from Pakistan and around the world. Free and open to the public, the event featured, amongst others, the Turkish Nobel Prize winner Orhan Pamuk.
I've been wanting to come here for the last 50 years because I'm a Turkish boy, and in high school they teach you about Iqbal and old city of Lahore. Then later, I was also a reader of Anne-Marie Schimmel, who is a historian of Sufism, and he was infatuated with Iqbal. And I liked his books, so this is Anne-Marie Schimmel's and Iqbal's city. I'm very happy to be here. I feel that I am at the center of one of those Islamic Sufi sophisticated centers. So I am trying to honor what I see, running around, making interviews, talking in the festival, and going to places. I am very happy being in Lahore.
Yesterday you showed me a 7-minute film that you made.
It's not a film, it's a video. I do hundreds of them every day. You know, yeah. I like going to places and opening my video. I'm lucky here that I did a lot of them. In fact, I'm this kind of person that I remember a place with visuality. My imagination, the way I work, the way I write is very visual.
And it will make, will it be an inspiration for you? Will
know.
You write about the place?
I don't think that way. I'm not, when I make a video, I'm not utilitarian. I'm just doing something.
Orhan Pamuk talking to me at one of the lavish parties surrounding the Lahore Literary Festival. I also caught up with Razi Ahmed, the founder and CEO of the event.
I'm Razi Ahmed. I'm the CEO and founder of the Lahore Literary Festival. We've had a wonderful lineup this year. We've had delegates from almost 12 countries, and the crowds were just absolutely jubilant hearing people like Orhan Pamuk, Kai Genk, Ramesh Gunaskera, and so many other stars that we had from abroad in Pakistan. It just flowed with such a wonderful energy. There were over 50,000 attendees during these 3 days, and it encompassed topics that were wide and disparate, including Pashto poetry that is dealing with the province abutting Afghanistan, Orhan Pamuk's 2 sessions, English poetry, and so much that looks into the process of writing. We even had a creative writing workshop with Fatma Bhutto that went off really, really well. There were over 60 students from different schools and colleges that had presented their writing samples, and after sifting those, they were selected. And Fatma Bhutto was so wonderful in terms of inspiring these aspiring writers. And that's where the catalyst and fulcrum of the literary festival's ability to change things is, in the sense that we want to see the literary festival as a vehicle for transforming minds through literature to be able to inspire yet more generations. We need our modern-day Pablo Neruda's and Naipaul's and Marquez. So it'll be wonderful if the festival over, say, the next 25 years of its continuity can also produce a great Nobel laureate from Pakistan in literature.
Tell me, how did it start?
It started in 2013 and was really driven by a desire at a time when public spaces had shrank considerably and we had started seeing almost all festivals being mothballed, to resume public life and engagement and do it intelligibly through the power of books, be able to connect people so that a big civil society platform can be created, so that some of the white noise that you constantly hear on TV can be purged and we can think through the fog of misinformation, so that the paranoia that had pervaded this country, especially at a time when terrorism was rampant, could have also been contested through citizens taking their own roles in opinion making in the country as well as internationally. So the desire is to see the literary festival function as an exercise for citizens to assert their rights. It's a means to cleanse the discourse of any propaganda and subversion, and to be able to hear directly from some of the most authoritative voices from not just Pakistan but internationally. We've had many Indians in the past. There's a wonderful South Asian heritage that we're proud of. And I think it's very important that events like these bring in people not just from India, but Iran, Afghanistan, and beyond. Mm-hmm. Because it's one world, and we do believe that there's a common humanism that we can celebrate through books and getting to know about each other better.
Do you have much interference from the government? Can you operate freely?
We have not necessarily had that much interference over the course of 7 years. But as we speak, there are certainly some books that have started getting banned. There are certainly issues of freedom of speech. There are certainly some festivals that have been asked to keep certain kind of authors away. But by and large, because of the profile of the festival, because of the wonderful international widespread buzz around the festival, I think the government realizes that if they were to start interfering with it, it'll only backfire. So when you have come to a position, they don't meddle that much, but they're certainly very observant. And I think, you know, the idea is to be able to work within a civil framework where intelligible discourse can happen and you're not doing anything deleterious to anybody's interests.
Now, obviously, as a participant here, I'm not unaware of the security problems that Pakistan has had. It didn't seem very apparent, though, and it seems to me that the country has had very, very bad PR. And actually, when you're here on the streets, yes, there's a certain wariness, perhaps, because there are armed people around. But actually, by and large, and particularly within the festival grounds, it felt just this celebratory place where everybody had been brought together by a love of literature, and security concerns were not paramount.
I think, you know, we've seen a wonderful improvement in the overall atmosphere. Security was something that had predominantly overwhelmed and enveloped public talks. A lot of cricketing, sporting, cultural events weren't taking place on our soil because of fear. And people, of course, had terrible perceptions. Things were bad, but they were quadrupled in terms of perceptions internationally because of the vicious cycle of the news spin. But I think in the past 2 years, we've seen a vast improvement, and that vast improvement has brought about a sense of ease in terms of mobility, a psychological pressure being lifted. And I feel that, you know, at a point when in 2015 suicide bombing was happening in the city, there were snipers and sniffer dogs on the festival grounds. This time around, you had a far more open, inclusive, and celebratory mode. And that's where we want to take our country back. This is a fight to be able to assert our rights, to be able to predominate the discourse that we are a pluralistic, tolerant, inclusive, democratic society. And the platform really is meant to nurture these sacrosanct values, which our founder, Qaid-e Azam Muhammad Ali Jinnah, also firmly believed in.
Mm-hmm. In terms of audience, what's the demographic? Who's coming to these talks? Because they are all full.
Absolutely. So of course, there are many people from colleges, students. You have a wonderful sort of buzz generated beforehand where students volunteer, students take part in creative writing workshops. But you have a wonderful sort of socioeconomic representation that you see that this acts really as a class equalizer. There's no charge of any kind. There's no tariff. There's no toll. There's no restriction. It's open. It's free. Anybody can walk into the grounds of the Lahore Literary Festival. Once you're within the fenced area, as one would go in any festival enclosure, you feel safe, you feel that it's a community, and there are plenty of children, families, elderly, and people who are also very well looked after, any handicapped people, you know, special citizens. So we're proud to nurture this spirit of civil values. We get a lot of ethnic diversity, linguistic diversity. For instance, over the past 2 years, we've started making a serious effort to represent local languages beyond Urdu. So that's brought in a markedly different crowd. We're not just catering to an English-speaking crowd, but there are other languages that are also being accommodated. And that has really brought in a lot of goodwill. And the numbers are going back to where they were in spite of certain dislocations that had happened in 2016 and 17, we are now going back to those same numbers. And I think really it's because of the programming. The programming is stimulating enough that people feel that, you know, they must spare that entire weekend and go flitting from one hall to the other and camp out the entire day at the festival because there's something unique, insightful, and rewarding intellectually that is being offered.
Well, let's hear from some of the other participants.
My name is Victoria Schofield. I'm a writer and author, and I've come in from London for the LLF.
Victoria, tell me a little bit about your work.
I write a lot on Kashmir, and I've also written military biography. I've written a biography of Lord Wavell, who was the viceroy before Mountbatten. And I've edited a book, 50 Years of Pakistan. So I've been coming to Pakistan for many years. In fact, I've been coming to Pakistan for over 40 years. And I have a great interest in Pakistan.
Of course, Kashmir is an area of great conflict, particularly at the moment. Does your work address the current problems?
Yes, I've just written a new chapter for my book, which is called Kashmir in Conflict. And I've been following the Kashmir issue again since the insurgency in the 1990s.
And how have you found the audiences here?
I think the audiences have been fantastic for the LLF. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people actually to look at issues other than politics and to look at literature and art and creative writing. And I'm a great fan of the LLF.
My name is Hamid Haroon. I'm the chief executive officer of the Dawn Media Group and the president of the All Pakistan Newspaper Society.
And you're also a trustee of the Lahore Literary Festival.
I'm also a founder trustee of the Lahore Literary Festival and have been on the board since its inception.
So tell us about the beginning of the festival. How did it start?
The festival, I hate to say this, started off as a protest. It started off as a protest against the silence of legitimate views and against according legitimate views consistency in our national discourse. And I think that part of the role over time has been accomplished. Unfortunately, the corollary of that is that the LLF has been constantly subjected to authoritarian intervention by governments in Pakistan to try and muzzle it. They've never tried to stop people directly speaking, but they've tried to curtail events. They've tried to prevent the LLF being held after it was announced. They've tried to contain the time that the events are able to take place. And there are plenty of festivals they sponsor, they finance, they create to get the glitter of the LLF. But that glitter, what they want, is only the propaganda arm. It's not the fruit of legitimate discourse. So I think they've failed in that respect. And I think we have a modest plan, which is to continue authentic discourse as far as we can. Our fields of interest are wide. They contain a spectrum of things which were neglected and not spoken about for so many years. And that list, as you would expect, is constantly added to or subtracted from. And I feel comfortable that we've had our eighth festival. I feel comfortable that the perception of Lahore has changed in this country and perhaps to some extent internationally. But what I feel most comfortable about is that there has been an institutionalization of discourse, perhaps of a theoretical nature, perhaps of a nature that reflects public criticism of governance in an informed way. And if we can continue to institutionalize and fulfill that role, it will help create the umbrella of freedom of expression to a certain extent in a country where civil rights and human rights are being denied.
My name is Oikor Braithwaite, and I'm the author of My Sister, the Serial Killer. I'm here in Lahore, Pakistan, for the Lahore Literary Festival. I've had two sessions, and they really were wonderful. I've enjoyed my time here so much.
Tell me a little bit about your book. You're actually based in Lagos, in Nigeria, and your book, My Sister, the Serial Killer, is set there.
Yes, it's set in Lagos, and it's unique because I feel as though a lot of people haven't come across a book that gives women that sort of independence and power necessarily. And what I mean, I'm supposed to sum it up, we're not used to seeing women going about killing men, but I don't think that's unique to just Lagos. It's probably a worldwide phenomenon. We've not come across it before.
Now, I think you and I may be the only Africans, or certainly African women, here at this festival. I think it's quite rare for African writers to come here.
Yeah.
How have you been received?
Gosh, everybody's been lovely. It feels like I mean, I feel a bit presumptuous even saying this, but it feels like a kind of home with the way that people have just embraced me and welcomed me. And I've not been allowed to pay for anything so far. I've not paid for a single thing, and it's odd because even though I've been received at other places really brilliantly, at least I know that I've spent some of my money on something. I've not spent a single dime here so far. So they've treated me like I'm family. It's been fantastic.
And in terms of talking about your work, have you found the audience is engaged?
Yeah, no, definitely. My one-on-one, the session I had that was just my sister, the serial killer, the room was full and there were so many questions and people seemed to really connect and engage. And I think we're all realizing that Nigeria and Pakistan are not that different. And this whole journey, it's shown me that, you know, globally, we have more similarities than we do differences.
We did a session together, which was about writing a character against turbulent times or something. We never really got the title of the session right, did we?
Yeah, so it will be funny because I'm still not entirely sure what our talk was really, but I learned so much actually listening to the other authors on the panel as well. And I think that we spoke about, you know, sort of writing after something traumatic has happened and leaving space and how you remember something after the fact. And even just, you know, there was a question from the audience about language and what languages we wrote in and why we were choosing to write in English, which was particularly interesting. For me, it's challenging because English is my first, is the language that I'm fluent in, so I don't get a choice. But it was such a deep and multi-layered session, I thought.
And now back to CEO Razi Ahmed. How far is the festival influenced by religion?
Not in the least. Rather, it's quite secular in fabric. And the idea is that, you know, Pakistan is a country which is accommodating. Its flag represents a big white chunk, and that is all for the purpose of accommodating minorities. And when we curate the program for the Lahore Literary Festival, it should be reflective of internal differences, internal beliefs, and we really make a diligent effort to be able to sensibly apply as much as we can. Since we're a Hindu, Sikh, Christian, Zoroastrian, and other faiths are celebrated and the color comes out. Unless and until you don't have that diversity of thought, upbringing, you know, you won't have an intellectually rigorous, engaging process. So really, I do feel that not because there's a religious motive, but rather the fact that the world is far more complex and there are so many different hues. You want to have people of different faiths, of different provincial linguistic boundaries, and then it's just one big melting pot. And that's where, you know, we'd be able to get to know the sort of people that we otherwise are constantly othering. When we had Roger Cohen, you know, Roger Cohen was concerned whether it's good to travel to Pakistan. And when he was here, a student went up to him and said, "I've never met a Jewish person. It was so touching that you spoke of your mother growing up as a Jew in South Africa." And she touched him and said, "I'm so honored that I've touched a Jew." So just to be able to get past the rut of the Middle Eastern politics and understand that there's one common humanism, that is what we're trying to underpin, underscore through the Lahore Literary Festival. It is a constant endeavor to be able to bring as much multiplicity of voices, faiths, and yet more representation of as much staggering breadth that you could undertake.
That was Razi Ahmed, founder and CEO of the Lahore Literary Festival. Pandemic permitting, the LLF will host its London edition in October this year, and the main event returns to Pakistan in February 2021. You've been listening to Monocle Reads. Many thanks to our studio manager, Nora Hull. I'm Georgina Godwin. Thank you for listening.